button?
Yes, I will. I have
will
buttoned.
Button?
I have buttoned. I will button again.
And you will button. Mm-hmm.
And I am remorseless
and you have done
in
buttoning.
This fact.
Yes. Well, I don't see why there's any reason you should have remorse for pressing that button.
Oh, no, no. That button is fine. It's the other one.
Yes, obviously.
The one that Socket is staring at right now.
Would that be one that gives him food?
No, it's fine. That's the button that drops a 14th century French town on a bunch of people.
Oh, why do you even have that button?
I don't know. Oh, when I start making YouTube shorts again, that's going to be in there.
Excellent.
Hello and welcome to Moe's School for Gifted Youth. This is a Cypher System game that we play only when we're not playing a different game that we were scheduled to play for various reasons. My name is Crash. I will be your GM for the evening. Tonight I am joined by Beth, Ellie, and Eo.
And I'm Ellie.
And I'm Crash.
And I'm Beth.
I'm Eo. Hi.
And I'm Crash.
That's true. We never really introduced ourselves. Yeah. The GM. As said.
And I'm Crash.
Are we?
All right. So, who can explain what happened last time?
Me.
We fell through a portal-y type thing, and, well.
I have undergone carcinization.
You're a crystal crab.
I am a crystal
crab. And crystallization.
I did that when I was very young.
Aww.
And now, horror of horrors, everyone understands Philemon, the capybara.
Well, at this point, everyone includes Trajectory, Quartz, and Mousewind the Wizard.
This is a lot more everyone than Philemon is used to. Normally, Philemon has to turn into a human to make people understand them, which is always a bit of a nuisance, and therefore, Philemon cannot talk to themselves right now. People will hear them. This is terrible.
Mimi.
For everyone else, this is an isekai adventure. For Philemon, this is a horror. There is only one character that is making sanity checks. Make a will save, please.
I don't think I have that stat, do I?
Well, then, I've got some bad news about your role. So, yes,
yeah, it's
a brief...
not in my contract that I have to make those checks.
Oh, look. I seem to have rolled the best roll possible. Did you use telekinesis other ran? I refuse to answer without my lawyer present. And
you refuse to?
Oh, see, I was going for a different joke.
And who is your lawyer? Well?
Is that like your emotional support crowbar?
Lightsaber Esquire. Well, to give a brief...
Named your sword.
Yes, Esquire. To give a brief overview of the plot so far, you are fighting an associate professor on top of a water tower. More than one of you attempted to release the chemicals that were in the contraption. And, oh my gosh, Ellie... It's not in your contract to make a will save because this ain't no sanity clause.
Oh.
Take your XP. And how dare you? Now, you did successfully empty the tanks of whatever toxin or cure or whatever it was that the associate professor Aberrant was attempting to visit upon the populace. Half of it probably went into the water supply. The other half was aerosolized around you. You were then hit by a truck-kun, but that's okay because Quartz was there. Truck-kun was sent into another alternate reality where everyone there had met Truck-kun before. That was the horror adventure for Truck-kun. However, the three of you woke up in A strange world filled with wild magic and straw. Lots of straw. You were surrounded by straw. Trajectory had been turned into a roadrunner whose feathers are covered in lightning streaks. Quartz had gone through carcinization. Quartz has become crab. Phileem is a capybara. Strangest of all. Mostly because nothing seemed to change for Phileem. You were then approached by Mousewind the Wizard. Clearly a wizard, because Mousewind has a tiny little hat made of leather and fabric scraps pinned together, and somebody wrote wizard in ink on the little pointy hat. So that's how you know. There's also some stars and moons on it for you know, aesthetic purposes. Mousewind,
how can you be a wizard?
Knowing magic. And Mousewind does, in fact, know one spell. Mousewind knows a spell that can send people to wherever they believe their home is. They've used it before on various people, including a child that they refer to as the architect. They are clearly the architect because they built Mousewind their wizard tower, or wizard tower, as the case may be. Mousewind wants to do things to help the architect out, because if the architect is helped out, first of all, they seem like a nice person. They built a wizard tower. Second, they might make the wizard tower cooler. And they currently already are, based on work that's been done with the help of the party. Uh-huh. You were tasked with getting a straw hat to keep the sun off of the architect. There's a bearded gentleman who likes to tell stories. Or they seem to be stories. I mean, none of the humans understand each other, clearly. They just like to pretend they do. Clearly, they don't understand each other because Mousewind doesn't understand any of them. None of you understand any of them. So clearly, they're just, you know, pretending. You went, got the hat, after feeling very seen, returned, and the hat was incorporated into the wizard tower. You have two additional tasks set before you. The architect could use a book for planning more grandiose structures. There is a horned giant with a satchel full of books. Some of them have blank pages still. Mousewind has seen them writing in one. Bring a mostly blank book from their satchel. Be careful, this one's also a powerful wizard as well. They once rebuilt Mousewind's tower after an accident. The third and final quest, the architect doesn't get enough to eat, with the bigger giants frequently keeping them from having the small wrapped foods. A giant that hangs out with the other two giants that have been mentioned is always pulling mushrooms and other plants out of her satchel and giving them to people. Bring something tasty from that satchel that the architect might like.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi.
Trajectory comes back with a book and a satchel.
Probably.
They turn out to be the wrong book and wrong satchel, and there's some very angry humans coming over.
Oops. I mean, all we need is a mostly empty book, right?
And some food.
And some food.
Trajectory comes back with a bell and a candle. She figured the book was handled. I'm going to ask you to put the candle back.
You have to have the bell, book, and candle for spells.
I actually don't get the reference.
You don't get bell, book, and candle?
It sounds familiar, but right now I'm not getting the reference.
That's where I am, too.
I will link you the wiki
Ellie
on it.
Ellie has found something on IMDb. Bell, book, and candle, 1958. Comedy, fantasy, romance, 1 hour, 46 minutes.
A 1958 American supernatural romantic comedy film. Based on a Broadway play of the same title, a witch casts a spell on her neighbor hex on the telephone.
Anyway,
it's in Technicolor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what happens next is up to you.
Book or food? The capybara.
Trajectory runs off toward the food out of habit.
Oh, there's food all over the place. This is a tent city, or tent borough, or tent town. Tent suburb? I don't know. It's a tent community. There are vendors selling things all over the place. And there's more than one person who apparently is also selling food that maybe that's not a shop that was meant to sell food, but I mean, they had the grill. So there's one guy going around selling, they appear to be sausages on buns. You think they're sausages. You're not entirely sure. One of them may have been moving.
We need food that is safe for a human.
Well, that's why the one giant was referenced.
Those sausages.
Well, there was that one human that yells at everyone and then gives them something out of their satchel. She seems to be giving things that actually make people feel better. So clearly that is safe to give to the architect.
I'll go try the sad begging eyes and the stand-up begging posture.
Okay. First, you're going to need to find this person. So what technique do you intend to use to try to locate them? This is as much for RP as first, listing skills you're going to use to bring difficulty down.
Right. First of all, ask Mousewind where this particular giant has been seen hanging out in the past.
Oh, she's really all over the place. Sometimes she's yelling at the smaller children. Sometimes she's yelling at the other two giants I was telling you about. Well, one of the other giants. Mostly the one with the beard and the hat. And then he yells back, and then she yells at him, and then he yells back, and then she laughs and hits him with a stick. Anyway, sometimes...
It sounds she's a, then.
She frequently will go and stop to see the people who are arriving and then yell at them. Occasionally she yells at someone who's leaving, but usually people who are arriving, sometimes taking something out of their hands that they're actively eating.
Probably toxic things.
Could be, although sometimes they're things that are being sold for food. Also, I probably that wouldn't eat any of the sausages.
Of course not. I don't eat meat. I'm a capybara.
I'm not sure all of them are meat.
Oh, then maybe they're edible.
The number of times I've seen that giant yell at people eating the sausages, I'm not entirely sure.
Well,
so you've been given several possible leads. Which one do you wish to pursue?
Phelim places a paw against their muzzle while they think. Their eyes fall upon trajectory. Trajectory, do you think you could run around the camp in a spiral looking for the described human?
Maybe.
Go for it.
Okay. Now, a roll has been instantly made,
sometimes
which would be difficulty
5.
Skill, reconnaissance.
Beats difficulty 5.
Is that an intellect roll? I could assume so. All right. So... I was going to make you make 2 different rolls. Reconnaissance fits in very well with one of them. I am also going to ask you to make a speed roll, which is horrid of me. Not because you have difficulty going fast. You don't. It's because you're in a tent city. It's an obstacle course with many moving pieces, some of which weren't supposed to be moving. But other things were moving, and that caused them to move. So, give me a roll to see if you cause chaos. This is going to be difficulty 5 as a speed task. I understand it's not going to end up being difficulty 5 as a speed task.
I have 2 dexterity power shifts and skill in running action.
As I said. And really, this roll is to see if I'm going to give a GM intrusion.
Chaos. Sorry.
You have summoned me, which is really weird. I was training to be a Jedi like half an hour ago. Well.
A 2.
That is not a GM intrusion. However, I will
apparently need to not chant chaos.
Ellie, please tell me how trajectory does not nimbly spiral through the tent city.
Trajectory is good at running. Not so good, as indicated by the task hindered by one additional step, at balancing. So trajectory, in her haste, takes a shortcut over something. That something is not as firmly attached as trajectory had thought it would be. And trajectory is very abruptly an upside-down bird looking upside down at back at the three stalls she's plowed through.
Oops.
There is a fourth stall, the stall where you ended up doing the tripping, that you are now realizing was not a stall, in fact. It was somebody who appears to have been touched by the wild magic, who is also wearing pants that are a striped pattern that looks kind of like some of the tents. It's an easy mistake to make. This particular individual does appear to have four legs. So if you're going fast enough, the blur kind of makes it look like a stall. They are standing up because they're wondering who just ran across their back.
Maybe.
The first stall that you encountered, that shopkeep is distracted by the person I just described. The other two are starting to look in your direction, moving almost in slow motion. Well, not really, but we're talking to trajectory. This is her perspective right now. One of them is, they have a puzzled expression on their face. The other one, who appears to have been selling various necklaces and bracelets, is starting to point at you with an expression that is not confusion, but perhaps more anger. And you realize that you are, in fact, perhaps a bit more covered in bling than you usually are. What's your next course of action?
I shake off the additional bling. This is a cartoon, like, side-to-side wipe.
That is immediately where my brain went, yes.
Say, meep, meep, and then run off.
It wasn't an intrusion, but take an XP anyway. That was glorious. All right. However, you also rolled very well for your reconnaissance roll. So this happens, and then you continue your spiral out, possibly going a bit more around that particular area with those stalls than you would normally do. So it's less reconnaissance in that area. But, you know, that's fine. You're still covering most of it. And, oh, there she is. Well, her or somebody like her. It's clearly an elderly woman. She has a staff. She has a satchel. And she is, she has several fingers in a young child's mouth and appears to be pulling a purple mushroom out of it. Bits of purple mushroom. Several other children are speaking to her in that same language that we're assuming it's a language, but it sounds mostly like nonsense words. And several of them are motioning as if to say that they're supposed to be much taller, but they're not. This is not an area that appears to have shops. It appears to be more of a residential area. And other than children who are playing or observing the spectacle and the one giantess, this appears to be a mostly empty area.
Yeah.
What do you do next?
I run up onto the woman's shoulder briefly, look into the child's mouth curiously, and then run off again.
I will say that you get back to the rest of the party with no difficulty.
Okay.
The interior of the child's mouth had been stained a bright purple.
People eating purple. It's purple. It's probably not for eating. Not till you boil it.
Oh, that is horrid. It is odd that you didn't see Zombie.
Yeah, that's not canon.
No. It is not canon. No, it is not.
Meep.
The other two of you do hear this meep. And there is once again a roadrunner covered in lightning feathers with maybe an additional bracelet around her neck that she may or may not know is there.
All right, climb on my head and direct us there.
In my mind, trajectory is already on your head.
Oh, all
looking
right.
Down at you.
Like the roadrunner, of course. Yeah. Good.
You might point not have way. Been at the start of the sentence, but before the word climb was finished.
Definitely by that time, minimum.
Yeah. Trajectory was not going to wait for the whole sentence to be finished. That's far too long. Why would you make trajectory wait?
Sadism.
Trajectory stands bolt that. Rigid on Phelan's head and points like a weather vane.
Quartz will also climb up because they don't want to get left behind.
A small cross breeze blows. Trajectory starts to turn slightly.
Phelim understands that Trajectory is doing it for the bit and will wait until the Trajectory corrects herself.
No, yes. The cross breeze is not canon unless you want it to be.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think that,
it was not intended to be.
Like, pause. It's now.
Much funnier if Trajectory has to correct herself.
It's your pose provides more wind resistance than you thought it would. All right. So you trundle off with passengers.
Yes.
Towards the direction of the domestic tents. And you encounter several children who are playing, one of whom has a mouth that is stained bright purple. Like, your first thought when you see them is that clearly they're choking to death on something. Wait, no. No, that's just their mouth. Okay.
They have clearly been eating things they should not.
Well, you know what they've been eating. There's little bits of chewed, saliva-covered mushroom all over the place.
Ew.
And I'm not going to require a roll for anyone to hear the sound of an elderly voice yelling nonsense words in the next path over.
Ring. Trundle.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Next path over. So there's a whole bunch of tents in the way. You can try to go to the end of this path and turn around and then around again, or you can go through the tents to get there faster. Which would you prefer?
Phelim is going to say, does everyone have a good grip?
Mm-mm.
You're hanging on with your beak. Hang on to my fur.
I'm hanging on.
Phelim is going to sprout wings and fly over the tents.
Ah. Give me Give me a speed roll. This is going to be difficulty 3.
Okay.
To avoid doing a barrel roll with passengers.
Oh, well.
Or some other type of shenanigans.
Does that help? I have balance. Does that help?
Difficulty 2. Because the difficulty is you have passengers and you don't want to unseat them unnecessarily. It would be a higher roll, but I'm assuming that everyone else hanging on for dear life is helping.
Okay, I was going to consider if I could use enable others to try to fly better to help them hang on. So,
well, what's your enable others ability?
You can use helping rolls to provide a benefit to another character attempting a physical task. Unlike the normal helping rolls, this doesn't require you to use your action helping the other character with the task. This requires no action on your part. Enabler.
I think you're right. That would be a little recursive because you're trying to help them help you. And this is your role, not theirs.
Oh, all right. So difficulty 2, you said.
Yes.
Base difficulty 2. Roll them.
That's a 17. You are going to, let me check. With the 17, you do 1 extra damage.
Excellent. I will try to avoid doing any damage to anything except possibly the wind.
All right. So you land next to an elderly woman with a large walking stick who is yelling at a younger human, maybe in their early 30s-ish. It's that nebulous thing where you can sort of get a sense of the decade, but not really because they're in that mid-range thing and maybe they just had a hard life, who knows. But she appears to be rewrapping a bandage around the person's arm. The person looks very sheepish. There is a bandage that has already been removed from the arm that is, it looks like it has been in the environment perhaps a bit longer than a bandage should have been.
Phelim, I think I will wait until she is done with the first aid. Second aid. Clearly second aid. After all, there's already a bandage.
The older woman does not seem to have noticed you. She is very much involved in her task of rebandaging and berating. You're not sure which of those is helping with the other, but clearly they are interrelated and feeding on each other in a recursive loop.
I mean, yeah.
The person being bandaged is looking directly at the three of you and is saying something, again, in nonsense words. And when they say a thing while looking directly at the three of you, the old woman then takes the back of her hand and places it on the person's forehead, says a few more words dismissively. You can tell the tone. You can't tell the words, but you can tell the dismissiveness, and goes back to wrapping the arm.
Just wait until the... Wait patiently until this wrapping is done, and then preferably at a suitable, you know, range, shuffle into a suitable position, waiting until the lady is done, the doctor is done doing the doctoring, and then we'll go up on haunches and assume the hopeful begging position, you know, the paws sort of tucked up to the chest, and you know how it looks. You've seen it, surely.
Is everyone else still sitting on top of the capybara, or have you moved to a different location?
No, I'm looking through the satchel.
I'm still hanging.
I have my head physically inside the satchel.
Of course you do. You're a burb.
Give me a speed task for stealthiness. This is going to be difficulty 6.
I think you may be presuming that trajectory wants to be stealthy, but who knows?
I've made people make stealth rolls when they were deliberately not being stealthy. In those cases, it was a disadvantage. Okay, that would be difficulty 4. Do any of your power shifts help you with speed rolls for to be stealthy?
Movement, acrobatics, initiative, and speed defense.
1 second, as I muster the spoons to parse what you've said for how many times that reduces the difficulty, which is 100% a me problem.
I think the only one that I would say maybe is speed defense. And in that case, I can beat a 7.
Okay. So I'm going to say the woman is finishing wrapping the bandage, picking up the old bandage gingerly and sort of shoving it into the other guy's hands as if to say, okay, now you deal with this nonsense. I can't be bothered. I've got important things to do. There are people to yell at. Trajectory, your head is surrounded by things. They all smell very different. There's a lot of stuff that's like wrapped in smaller pouches of stuff. Some of them are paper packets that are a folded paper that's been glued shut on one side. Some of them are in cloth bags. There's a few leather bags in here, but everything has its own aroma and it is kind of overwhelming. I'm going to ask you to make one more roll before I say what happens next. It is going to be a might defense roll, and this is going to be difficulty 3. Basically, you're rolling versus Yankee Candle.
Oh, no.
And that is a 6 on the die, which means you do not succeed versus Yankee Candle. The smell is overwhelming. You are starting to feel woozy as the old woman turns and sees a capybara being ridden by a crab. She briefly holds the back of her hand up to her own forehead.
Yeah, that's fair.
Before then realizing something and looking down and pulling a stunned Roadrunner out of her satchel.
The Roadrunner sits wherever she was standing. Little spandex clad superheroes run around her head.
Because she's burnt. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep.
That's how it works.
Sparkle, sparkle, automatopoeia. Reaches into the satchel, rummages around, pulls out something, holds it under Trajectory's beak. Trajectory, you are suddenly very aware and very alert and very upset by what you have just smelled.
Amy.
Also, you are very much on the ground.
Okay.
And an old woman is staring at the three of you.
Begging position.
Quartz is staring up with their innocent crab eyes.
Elin is attempting to look cute.
She takes the thing that she held underneath Trajectory's beak and holds it up to her nose and reacts in a fashion that Trajectory very much understands immediately. Then goes back to staring at the three of you as she takes whatever it was and puts it in her pouch while not looking at the pouch. But is now looking more pointedly at the three of you.
Phelan would like to use communication. Can I put that in the...
Yes, it costs 2 intellect points. You have an intellect edge of 2.
I have an edge of 2.
Is a free ability. Uh-huh. You can convey a basic concept to a creature that normally can't speak or understand speech. The creature can also give you a very basic answer to a simple question. This is an action. Now,
Phelan,
this
would like.
This is interesting because of notes I've specifically written about this adventure, but I'm not going to give more information. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you want to do.
Phelan would like to convey through soulful capybara eyes and the universal, I am sitting up to beg, I would like a treat, the concept that they would like to have a tasty treat. Please, they are such a good capybara, they would like a tasty treat.
Pickle, pistachio, walnuts. Opens her satchel, rummages through, pulls out something, puts it back, pulls out something else, puts it back, pulls out something else, puts it back. Higgledy piggledy. Pulls out a small green rectangular bar. Like, if this was not green, you might assume that it was some type of chocolate bar. But it is green. So it is hopefully not chocolate. Also, she's handing it to a capybara.
Quiver happily, delicately take it in mouth. Do a waist sort of bow. And start trotting off with it.
It tastes like it's made of alfalfa.
Yeah, close enough. Humans can eat alfalfa.
She gave a treat that was specifically good for a capybara.
Humans can eat alfalfa. Other people can do other begging or stealing if they so desire.
All right. I'm not going to require a roll for returning to the architect. You've done this once before. You come back, Mousewind is there, and, did you get the book? Or did you get a treat?
I think it's a treat. Our Funko
Oh, I've had one of those before. It was very good, and it made someone very mad that I was chewing on it. So, that's probably going to be a good sign. All right, let's put it where the architect can see it.
Lay it down carefully where the architect can see it.
Okay. It's not long before they notice it sitting there. I mean, they noticed the straw right away before and started using that to build a wall. They noticed the hat right away and turned it into a roof for a central structure for which the tower is only a part on the side. They pick it up and look at it and sniff it and then hold it away from their nose. And then they tie a piece of string around it and put it in as part of the wall of it's wrong to call it a tower now. It's a much larger structure. The castle. They're building a castle. And is this? Why, yes. Yes, it is. It's the drawbridge. Okay.
Phelan heaves a sigh.
That's not what I was expecting to happen at all. I was hoping that these would be favors for the architect. And, you know, they're all just benefiting me directly. That's not what I wanted at all. I wanted to return favors, not the book. The book. That thing you call the book. Go get a book. I don't see any way that could be incorporated into this.
Phelan tilts their head. If you tip the book on its side so that it's propped up it like a triangle, then it can serve as something like a tent.
Okay, yes, but we already have the hat for that.
Oh no, Trajectory. Oh no.
I love that Ellie is just finding gifs of old Warner Brothers cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Which will not be shared outside of our small community because copyright. But yes. The Acme disintegrating pistol. What do you know? It disintegrated.
Disintegrates.
Trajectory just made a failed roll on running actions.
Reconnaissance.
Oh, you missed one.
Yeah, you missed one.
Oh.
Go up.
And a GM intrusion on reconnaissance. I'm assuming you spent an XP to reroll. Or is this a no-no, this is funnier thing?
Nope. No, it's a different... There's a reconnaissance intrusion and a running actions failure.
I want to see what the GM intrusion is.
One moment. We've already done the whole going through multiple tents thing.
I have a suggestion.
I'm willing to hear one.
There was an unfortunate side effect of the bowling through tents thing that no one has yet noticed, which is that a vial of oil has spilled just outside the architect's tent.
Like,
I'm sure that's fine.
Banana peel.
I'm
not
sure
quite a banana fine. Peel. A banana peel is a single slip.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
This is
trajectory runs very, very fast. So if you went and plowed through a puddle of oil, you might spread that oil out a considerable distance, regardless of the movement of your feet, before you had to make any kind of course correction. That oil would then be there, spread out over that distance, for anyone else attempting to go over that same area, which is the closest we get to having a failed speed check become contagious.
Yes.
I like this plan. I think that Ellie likes this plan too. I'm not sure Trajectory enjoys anything about this plan.
Oh, well.
Trajectory, you are currently embedded in a hay bale. Imagine if you stuck your neck out and stuck your feet behind you so that you were trying to resemble an arrow or javelin. You have hit the hay bale target and are in it up to your shoulders. A little bit past your shoulders, actually.
So in my mind, the camera following Trajectory watches Trajectory try to turn and fail. Continues to follow Trajectory as Trajectory impacts the hay bale. Follows Trajectory through the hay bale. Follows the chunk of hay in the shape of Trajectory continue out of the hay bale. And then returns to Trajectory stuck in the bale.
Oddly enough, the hay shaped like Trajectory makes a turn. It might have just been a cross breeze. One moment, checking. Okay. So, all right. Now, the camera then turns to show the path on which Trajectory had gone. And we see various people who were going in different directions. We only see them from like the waist up because hay bales in the way. So we just see them moving and then we see them in full figure because they look like they are in the cast of Home Alone. With how their legs fly out in front of them and they land on their back. Or they end up briefly being Superman and landing. Or a combination of these. One person ends up doing a full cartwheel, which is particularly fantastic. Not so fantastic for the stall in which they land. And one particular individual manages to do a rather amazing, you had to be there, almost choreographed dance that it looks like the finale is going to have them sliding directly into the stall under which the architect is building a castle. And on that cliffhanger, that's where we're going to end it for the evening. Thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. Tonight, I, Crash, was joined by several awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. Does anyone
wish... And I'm Ellie.
Yes. Maybe. Sorry.
It's the same joke, and it's funnier because it's the same joke. Does anyone want to plug a thing besides that barrel over there that is still leaking oil?
Oh, no. Ears, Mom. Writes books. You can find a list at ElizabethMcCoy.com. I am also have a lot of them on Hoopla now, which apparently many libraries have a partnership with, so you can get a few Hoopla books every month, and I'd love it if you tried out some of mine. You know, Elizabeth McCoy. Look for them. And speaking of awesome things you can try out...
Well, Jen unfortunately could not be here because not feeling well, but bookofjen.net and shatteredsoulsfilm.com. Try those things out. Also, ironbsmith.com/cogwheel is where we put all these podcasts. You can follow us on the Fediverse at is.ironbsmith.com/@cogwheel. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And if you go there, you join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy. Anything else to plug?
Not I.
Okay. Well, until next time, this is Crash saying, so you're saying this contraption, you know, shoots sparks out of it. Yeah, it's perfectly safe. They're just little sparks. They don't, I mean, it's not like you're going to be pointing it at a large puddle of oil stretching halfway across the tent city, are you? You know, you're right. This does seem kind of safe. I mean, flippity gibbets. Good night, everybody.
Good night.